Starts November the 1st and it goes through January 15th. They gave us a 15-day extra extension this year for some reason, but they did that. So anyway, and so if you are already in the marketplace, which is the Affordable Care Act, some people call it the Obamacare. So we have all different kinds of names that people know it by. And so, but we go by Marketplace, and what it is an insurance for people who may have a job, but they don't have insurance with their job. Or if they have a job and they have insurance and the insurance is not great, then we can insure them for that as well, or Marketplace can. And this year they've got nine insurers, insurance companies to go by, and which is something we've never really had that many before. And those are all Missouri companies, of course. And let's see, if you have a job or anything like that, well, the whole household income is what is included on how you are how you determine how they're determining whether or not you're going to get any kind of assistance or what your premium is going to be when you pay your premium monthly. So, but there are ways that we can let people get some assistance if you qualify. And what some of these plans are, well, most all these plans are offered through a private insurance company, and they range their prices and their features. And then people can go in and look at what they have, and then they can kind of decide what's best for them. And that's where we come in. We kind of bring up the everything and help them go through and get through the website and everything and just find out what they're, looking for and what's. If they can, this we want to look and see if their doctors are going to be covered. We want to look and see if their medications are going to be covered. We want to look at the income level for their, their premiums is going to determine their income. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Income
no.
is going to determine their premiums and their monthly premiums.
I was going to ask you too,
Excuse
Carol,
me.
that for people who are getting ready to set up a meeting, is it usually by telephone? Is that how it works, or can they come in person somewhere? And what are some of those documents that they may need to bring along with them?
If you want to and you are tech savvy, you can go online and go to healthcare.gov. And it's real simple. I'm not going to say it's real simple, but it's simple enough that you can kind of work your way through it. And if you end up stuck or something and not able to go any further or don't understand it all, then you can call me. My number is 573-378-9980. I never remember my number.
I don't either. It's in my cell phone,
Or you can call the central office, and that's 1-800-569-5211. And so if you call the central office, just ask for Marketplace assistance, and they'll get you to me. So that's what I'm going to be doing this year, and with assistance from some other workers as well. But what we would do, probably we can't really do it. We can do it on the phone, but it's more easy to do it in person. And because of the computer, we want to show you what's out there and what's the prices and what they offer. So if we can meet somewhere safely, wearing mask and all the hygiene ways to prevent COVID, then we can do it that way. Or I can walk you through it on the phone with you looking at the website. Or we can even set up a Zoom meeting, and so we can do it several different ways. So just give me a call and we'll work out what's the best for you, and we'll get all that going. But let's see, you can also go through a broker or an agent that you may know that you may already use for your house or car insurance. They may do the marketplace as well. You're just gonna have to look around and see who is doing it. And you can also do the paper applications yourself and then turn them in. There's an address on the bottom, I think you can either mail them or email them, you know, however that works best for you.
Sure. Now, what about a deadline on that? Is there a deadline that they have to file to get into to this year's Affordable Care Act?
This year, it starts November 1st, mm-hmm. and then it, like I said, it ends January 15th. But if you are enrolled into one of their plans by December the 15th, then your coverage is going to start January 1st. But the later you enroll, the later it's going to, you know, like a month later or so, it's going to start. So, but right now, you can still enroll into the 2021 year. If you don't have insurance and you're needing it, you can still enroll into that and probably get that done through a special enrollment period, I think. And so you can still do that, but right now you can look at the 2021 plans and just look and see what's out there, what type of insurance companies are there, what they're offering and everything. And shortly before November the 1st, you're going to also be able to do that for 2022. So you get to look and see what they have first and kind of get an idea of what's going on out there. So to be eligible for this, you must live in the United States. You must be a U.S. citizen or nationally, which would be lawfully present. You cannot be incarcerated, and you cannot have Medicare. If you have Medicare, you're not eligible for the Marketplace at all. So let's see, I've already said that about that. And also this year is a new thing is Missouri has expanded Medicaid this year, and so we were able to do a lot of work trying to get people in for Medicaid as well that are needing it. That includes their children, you know, adults as well. So we're looking at doing a lot of those, and that's going to be a great help for people. They're going to, you know, we've been needing that for a long, long time. So it's great. I'm loving that. So a special enrollment period could be where you can enroll anytime that it's not an open enrollment period. And to be able to do that, it's called a special enrollment period for a reason. It's where you have it in a life event, and like losing your job or the health coverage with your job. If you move out of a different zip code, you can, you know, have a special enrollment period. If you get married, if you have a baby, and those are those life events that we're looking at. Since the COVID's been around and everything, if you enroll and are approved, if you have unemployment compensation in 2021, then you would be able to also use that as a special enrollment period. So also, if you're a student and moving from the place you attend school to or from, if you're a seasonal worker moving to or from the place which you work, or moving to or from a shelter or other transitional housing, you know, those all create a special enrollment period. So let me see. You must, if you have a life event, then you have 60 days that you can enroll. But since it's been COVID now, you know, in the last
thousand years, it feels like.
It does change everything. And so that means that if you, you must prove, well, you don't have to any longer, but the 60 days before you move, no proof is needed from a foreign country even, so, or a U.S. territory. And if you already have the Marketplace and you want to look into different plans and see if you want to change into a different one, this is the time to do it, is the open enrollment. And also, if you're in a special enrollment period, I don't know why I'm stumbling on that.
Oh, you're fine. It's hard to say.
Special SEP is what we call it.
Right.
So it's kind of hard for me to keep that in my mind. But if you have a special enrollment period, you can also look in at the 60-day COVID thing. And so if you got married and you enroll in the plan by the last day of that month, then coverage is going to start the first day of the next month. And there's if you've had a baby, adopted, or foster care, your coverage can start the day of the event. So that's good.
Yeah.
And most likely that's going to be a Medicaid situation. And I do the Medicaids as well.
All right.
So let's see, if you get divorced or legally separated and you've lost your insurance, then that's another special enrollment period. But if you divorce and separated and you still have insurance, you know, you can't enroll in for a special enrollment period. Loss of insurance, I think I've already gone over that. If you lose or expect to lose coverage within the next 60 days, then you will get a special enrollment period. I already talked about that, and I've already talked about that. So
I was going to say, let's try and give out the website one more time.
Okay.
and the telephone number. That way, if people have any questions about it, then they know how to sure. get a hold of you and get some information on that, if you will.
Yeah. My number is 573-378-9980. And the central office number is 800-569-5211. The website is healthcare.gov. And that's the way to get through it and to get enrolled in. And there's one other little quick thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
There's when you first enroll, it's going to let you know whether or not you have any premium tax credits, and that means that it's going to lessen your premium if you qualify for the tax credits. And it will also depend on your estimated household income. And just to go over that one really quickly. And there's also a cost-sharing reduction, and that discounts and lowers the amount of your deductibles, co-pays, and co-insurance, and sometimes you hear it called extra savings. So that's part of it. And what they do is they go by different categories called metal categories. And if you need to enroll into the catastrophic plan, which is the one that if you don't have any income or barely any, then you would have to choose the silver one, the silver plan. There is bronze, which is 60%. Insurance pays 60% and you do the rest. Silver is 70%, gold 80%, platinum 90%, and then you pay the 40%, 30%, 20%, and 10%. It's kind of like Medicare in that respect. But anyway, Missourians can now enroll into Medicaid, and looking forward to a lot of that. The amount that you are going to be eligible for on that is, if you're single, $18,000 a year per person, and $36,000 a year for a family of four. So, and you can enroll anytime with that one, any time of the year. So just get in touch with me and I'll help you out with that. So I think that's it for me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you brought us a lot of information. So that was definitely very nice of you to do that this morning. And as we say, if they need some help, you'll be out there to help them. And thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. And give me a call, guys. I am looking for a big response this year.